This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Too many fabrications and one politician just might go. And the famous Brazilian soccer star Pelé, dead at the age of 82. Hey, everybody. Still making those resolutions, going over them, thinking about 2023. Nah, just taking a few minutes to take a breath. Can we all just relax? Do we have to come up with resolutions? I talked about this, you know, the other night on the show, that tradition of resolutions can be tough because, you know, sometimes it works. Sometimes people follow through on getting in the best shape of their life or, you know, running a marathon that they wanted to run in or spending more time with family or whatever their resolution was, or quitting a job and starting something of their own, whatever, you know, whatever it is. But I think sometimes there's too much pressure and there's like not a follow through with that. I want to talk about Pelé. There was always a follow through with him. I can remember as a really small child. My mother did not grow up in a soccer family. I don't think she really cared about soccer. She liked sports. You know, she was generally interested in baseball and football and hockey and whatnot, but I can't, and other sports, but I can't remember her being super interested in soccer. But Pelé, she was interested in. The Brazilian soccer legend, he won 3 World Cups. He became the sport's first global icon, for sure. He died at the age of 82, as I said. He had colon cancer, complications related to colon cancer, respiratory infection, took his life. He was admitted to a hospital in late November, and his health just kept getting worse as his cancer progressed. So he died from multiple organ failure due to the progression of that colon cancer. And it's very sad, but for 60 years, his name has been synonymous with soccer. He played in 4 World Cups, and he's the only player to win 3, like I mentioned. But his legacy was really beyond that, because he was just that famous. He was that famous guy. He was on the map. I love a quote that he is famous for saying. He said, "I was born to play football, just like Beethoven was born to write music and Michelangelo was born to paint." So there's all kinds of tributes that are pouring in. And it's interesting because Pelé watched the last World Cup and he actually tweeted about it and, you know, congratulated Argentina and specifically Lionel Messi for his performance in the World Cup. But he really inspired many people. So his body is going to be moved from the Albert Einstein Hospital into the stadium. The soccer legend's coffin is going to be placed in the center of the pitch, and his wake is really said to be bringing thousands and thousands of people. They're going to carry his coffin through the city of Santos, including the street where Pelé's 100-year-old mother still lives, and then his final resting place. But what a footballer, if you want to call him that, or soccer player, the American way, he was, and what an influence he was, no doubt about that. The politician who has us just stumped is Representative-elect George Santos, Republican. He's facing lots of scrutiny for all kinds of false claims he's made about his biography. He said that his mother was at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, and that played an incident in her role in her death. He talked about he's Catholic, but he was Jewish. He talked about all kinds of things as far as where his degree was from and all of that. And, you know, he claimed his mother was a financial executive, but then that was removed from his website. So every day something he said, in other words, has turned out to be false. So will he get caught up in this? There are those that are calling for an investigation to find out where his money came from, supposedly, and whatnot. And he's set to start, you know, again, when there's a new Congress, he really kind of pushed the number in the House over to the Republicans. Will he ultimately serve or not? A lot of New Yorkers and a lot of Republicans are not happy about what they're finding out about Santos, that he seems like he more than embellished his resume. It's like he embellished many, many facts about his life. I just want to know, are you shocked by that? Are you shocked? All right, we've talked about the Buffalo Storm a ton, and now the people in Buffalo, the officials in Buffalo, are facing a lot of questions about the planning and the response, because there's all these crazy, harrowing stories coming out of death and survival, and now there's still the follow-up of hundreds of calls. There was hundreds of calls for help that were made. It was just gruesome. The death toll has climbed to 39. They think there's even going to be more. And it was, you know, 6-day driving ban was lifted on Thursday. Grocery stores and other key services reopened. Most streets were passable by Wednesday evening. Hundreds of pieces of equipment plowed and hauled snow on that particular day. Now they're worried about flooding. They're preparing for flooding with pumps and sandbags because temperatures are going to rise about 50 degrees later in the week. And this is the city continuing to dig out and open up. The main roads are 100% open. Secondary roads have like one lane open. I just can't even imagine going through this and what that was like. And when people were desperate and were trying to get help, they couldn't get help because even the trucks were getting stuck. They couldn't get through. So now it's a question of, did they do everything they could? And, you know, what happened? What fell apart? What worked? You know, what totally did not work. I think what worked is that people were helping each other. Whatever they had to do, they did. You know, whatever it was they could to help people down the street, to help strangers because they could see them barely out their front window. I mean, it was terrible. And there were people that lost power and they were afraid they were going to lose power. Just an awful scenario. Another awful scenario that we've talked about this week is the U.S. Department of Transportation formally warning Southwest Airlines on Thursday it's going to face consequences if they don't do right by the people who were stranded and massively inconvenienced. So finally, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, yeah, Pete, where were you? Wrote a letter to Southwest CEO Bob Jordan that they're going to take action against the airline if they don't follow through and reimburse people for alternate travel costs and meals and hotels and refunds and baggage and all that kind of stuff, reunification. And it's going to be interesting to see how this airline bounces back with this and how quickly they can do that, as far as getting back to all these people that they have to get back to, because it was the weather, it was the system, it was terrible. I mean, almost 16,000 flights canceled. Wow. Hey, coming up on this show, at the tail end of the show, boy, we have something really special for you that's going to air in a couple of days. We've got the American Kennel Club National Championship. They set a record in a number of, as they say, participants. So we're talking to the two co-anchors that you will see on the tube on ABC actually doing this broadcast, Gina DiNardo and Carolyn Mano, who are, again, co-hosts of the AKC National Championships. And it's going to be fun to have that conversation about that huge, huge dog show, that competition. So stay with us.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation. operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery ARCO that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery ARCO Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery ARCO Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
How excited I am to have Christine Hassing on with us. She's written a book called Hope Has a Cold Nose. And wait till you hear the story behind this book and the book itself. Christine, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, it's my honor. Thank you.
Tell me what led you to write this book. Why did you write the book in the first place?
So I was in class with a veteran and a service dog, and we were given an assignment to create something we hadn't done before. And writing life stories was not new to me. I had been volunteering at a local hospice writing life stories for a couple of years. And just prior to meeting the veteran, I had actually been writing letters for a dear friend who was dying of cancer. And we were writing letters for her to leave to her two sons. And so anyway, I asked the veteran if I could write his life story. And what made that new for me is I had not written a life story for somebody who was not knowingly dying. And this veteran very graciously said yes. And so I wrote his story. And in his telling the story, he shared with me a statistic I did not know at the time, that 22 veterans commit suicide a day. And it just absolutely broke my heart to think that there was 22 souls that reached a point where they lost their sense of hope. And so I felt called, inspired, whatever might be the word, to write a book and write life stories of hope and healing and dignity found with the unconditional acceptance and love of the service dog.
So in the book, you really dive into this, talking about matching humans with the right dog, the right service dog, and you tell these stories. Tell us more about the book.
Yeah, so there's 23 life stories. They all have, you know, the common theme of PTSD, but I like to reframe it as pain, trauma, sorrow, or despair, because then I think that takes away any chance of a stereotype when we hear the acronym PTSD. And pain, trauma, sorrow, despair is something we all know at least one aspect of at least once in our lives. And the other theme is the unconditional listening and the unconditional acceptance, because a dog has no judgment. They can't speak back. They can listen and love. And each of the stories, they have that common theme, but each of them are different. One, because they're each individual life story. But my approach with each person was simply to listen. And so some people wanted to talk about their deployment. Others wanted to talk about how their life had changed once they got their service dog. And others wanted to share things from their childhood as well. So each story is unique with a common theme.
Tell us one of the stories. I mean, it's probably hard to pick out your favorite, but tell us one of the stories.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much time do we have for all 23? I will share, there's one story that comes to mind immediately. It was a gentleman who had been a veteran during the Vietnam War. And when he was serving in Vietnam, he had a canine dog that also served with him, who was the dog to sniff out harm. And he returned to the United States and unfortunately was not able to bring that dog back with him. And that broke his heart and left him very sad, feeling very guilty, along with the traumas of his experiences during that time. So he lived with anxiety, nightmares, you know, a lot of the things that we hear when we hear PTSD. And about 30 years later, he got involved in his community with building a replica of the Vietnam Wall that they could travel to different events, different engagements, and share that wall. So he was on a tour with this wall, and he happened to cross paths with Northwest Battle Buddies in Oregon, or Washington, I should say, Washington State. And he happened to know one of the people that works in that organization, who came up and showed him a picture of a puppy and was asking his advice on how to train this dog, because this person knew this veteran sharing the story had experiences with training dogs from his time in service. So this gentleman shared, and a few months later, their paths crossed again. And again, he was shown a picture of this dog and the progress, hearing how he was doing. And fast forward about another year, so I'd say about 2 years, because that's usually what it takes to train a dog, he went to a fundraising event with Northwest Battle Buddies, and he was a speaker, which was really hard for him because he, again, with his anxiousness, wasn't comfortable, but still did that. And at the end of his speech, the founder of Northwest Battle Buddies came up to him and pointed to the back of the room. And the dog that he had been seeing pictures of was given to him that night to be his service dog. And he started training and found a lot of healing from the dog that he couldn't bring to the United States with him. Found a lot of healing on his journey with PTSD, and found a deeper bond with his children because they gained an understanding of the story he had been able to talk about until he shared it for the book.
Wow, what a beautiful story. And there's so many other stories, too, that just they'll just make you smile and get you teary-eyed and everything else. How did you find these stories?
It was, I would say, word of mouth, reaching out. You know, so the first veteran connected me with three additional individuals. I would reach out to organizations, and there would be one person who would want to graciously share their story. They would maybe know somebody or not, and it just became kind of through a two-year journey. One of the things, I had a goal. I wanted at least 22 stories because of the symbolism. of 22 lives a day. And just before our world pandemic hit, right after it hit, I gained the last 5 stories of my goal to complete the book. And I always felt like that was a sign that the book needed to be out there not only for the 22 lives a day, but for what everybody was suddenly starting to understand about isolation, anxiousness, and some of those things that I think a lot of the people in the world are starting to experience over the last couple of years.
Yeah, wow. Good for you. What do you hope people take away from reading Hope Has a Cold Nose, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold?
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, I would like to inspire an awareness of a journey with PTSD, foster a compassion for that journey, but also, raise awareness about the holistic healing effect of dogs, service dogs, therapy dogs, emotional support dogs. But in all of those ways, there's a lot of healing power in that. And also to foster a common, more of a, take away the judgment, I guess that's what I'm trying to say, Kate, is take away the judgment that we sometimes have when we hear certain acronyms, or we don't know what to say because we don't know how to handle somebody's pain from their trauma or those things. And foster unconditional listening. I think that was one of the things that so many of the veterans said, as they said, my dog just listens. I can tell them anything. And they said, even if I have someone close to me who really tries to listen and understand, for the veteran, they're still judging themselves. And so they're still expecting the person they're talking to judge them. Where a dog just looks at them with those loving eyes and holds absolutely no judgment. So I would also like to foster us unconditionally listening. We don't have to accept the story, but I think if we listen, we start the healing process for people too.
Oh, so well said. Again, the name of the book is Hope Has a Cold Nose. Christine Hassing, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you. Definitely my privilege.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 20 people in a Russian border town are dead in the wake of a reported Ukrainian bombing attack.
It marked the heaviest blow struck by Ukraine inside Russian territory since war began between the two countries two missiles and several rockets fell on the city and that the targets were indiscriminate. The strike appeared to be in retaliation for a Russian bombing attack a day earlier.
Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive on New Year's Day. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo and Truist and shipping services such as UPS and FedEx. American Idol executive producer Nigel Lithgow is denying that he sexually assaulted Paula Abdul. Abdul filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles alleging Lithgow sexually assaulted her multiple times when she was a judge on both American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance. Dave Collins, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As it is a new year coming up, 2023, I thought it'd be fun to go through some New Year's Eve traditions. Yeah, I mean, do you have a tradition? It's one thing to say forget the resolutions. We've talked about that, right? I mentioned that even right there at the top. But when I look at traditions, here's one tradition that I always seem to, wherever I am, find a way to see it, even if it's a silly show that I have to watch the last few minutes of to get to see the ball drop. But it's the ball dropping on Times Square. I don't know. To me, there's something about watching that and knowing, okay, it's official. You know, this is it. The ball has dropped, and it's we're here. We're into the next year. And what is 2023 going to look like? I mean, look, there's lots of predictions about more problems with inflation turning into really a recession. But at least for one day, watching some football, hanging out, and enjoying the tail end of the year and going into the next year, and watching the ball drop to me in the United States, I think that's the thing for everybody. Just to, you might do something locally, but at some point you see or watch the ball drop. You're not there in New York, but you watch it, you know, you watch it go down. There's a thing that some countries do, and in the United States there's people that have adopted this and are doing it too. It's supposed to be good luck, in Spain they say this, to eat 12 grapes, right? So one for each bell chime or one for each month in the year, just to eat 12 grapes. It seems like that would be doable, right?
The other thing, the other traditions, some of the other traditions are to bang pots and pans. That's always fun when your neighbors keep doing that. Take a polar bear plunge. There's lots of people that will take a polar, I say lots. There's a handful of people across the nation in each area that will take a polar bear plunge, and good for them for wanting to do that. But that's never been on my list. Making toasts is, of course, a big deal. A kiss at midnight, that's always a big deal. Lighting sparklers is a big deal. Setting off fireworks is a big deal, but whether you can set them off or not, it depends on where you live. In Denmark, what's interesting is they smash plates, and I didn't realize that. You know, you always think about the Greeks doing that, but it's something that also they do there. So, it's one of the most popular traditions. They take old dishes, they save unused, you know, dinnerware and shatter them against the doors of their families and friends as a way to ward off bad spirits. Oh, that could get your like frustrations out. Can you imagine that? Like, okay, we got tons of plates here, and then someone has to clean them up. That, you know, that's the other part of that, right? Somebody has to clean them up. Okay, so some of the other traditions that I was looking up at, tons of different traditions. And I didn't know that one about the smashing plates. Colombia. In Colombia, they carry suitcases. So Colombia, what they think, party goers carry empty suitcases at midnight in hopes of a year that has a lot of travel. So I guess they think travel's good luck, which don't talk to the people who have been trapped by Southwest Airlines or any other airlines. But they also bear money in hand to attract financial security and stability in the coming year. And then, of course, lentils are believed to bring good luck and affluence, so they use them or bake them into some of the things that they're eating, or even carry them in their pockets. You know, to have to carry a suitcase to a party, I think, is not a big deal, though. So that would be an easy one to do versus smashing plates on your front doors or your neighbor's front doors, and then who's the person that has to clean it up? How about this one? In Switzerland, I hope you're with me on this and you're listening to this and saying this is crazy. In Switzerland, they, to channel good luck and they say abundance, wealth, all that, they drop a dollop of ice cream, right, a scoop of ice cream on the floor at midnight. They also line the streets in costumes and do symbolic ceremonies and chase away negative spirits. That seems to be a common thread, that there's negative spirits and you have to chase them away. I mentioned in the United States, of course, the ball drop, and that's been a tradition in New York for a long time, where, you know, in the early 20th century, arranging that 700-pound ball lower down a pole. Now it's become this tradition to watch the ball start dropping and count down the final seconds. You know, the other thing a lot of Americans constantly, you'll hear this at parties, arranged parties, your own parties, or whatever, Auld Lang Syne. You'll hear that song, and that's part of the deal at midnight. And I think people sort of know it, because people are singing it, or they seem like they're singing it. In the U.S., another tradition that we have, especially in the South, and since I've lived in the South and I really like this one, is black-eyed peas. Medium-sized edible beans that symbolize coins are believed to bring good luck. And that's the reason, one of the reasons anyway, for the black-eyed peas. And it is a very big tradition. A lot of people in the South, maybe some other places too, but a lot of people will do the eating of the black eyed peas, and I'm one of them. So that's something that usually somehow, some way, wherever I am, I'll arrange to do that. I like that one. I think it's easy. It reminds me of the great feelings I have for all of the places in the South that I've lived, and Texas, which first introduced me to that tradition when I got out of college and I got my first television job, and the people there taught me, oh yeah, you have to do this, and I started doing that because of them, I think. That became like a traditional thing that I did. But, you know, it is a day of kind of traditions, culture, food traditions, things for good luck. There's a thing about just luck, you know. That's what the grapes, that's the suitcase, that's the polar plunge, that's the, some people say wearing red underwear on New Year's Eve it's common in a lot of countries, Spain and Italy, that is also good luck. And it's about health and wealth and happiness and what are the tried and true ways. I don't know. I think handing down traditions and the whole idea of the traditions, I really like that idea. Right? I mean, to me, that's the whole purpose of it. If whatever you're going to do to celebrate, whatever that thing is, if you start maybe even a new tradition, that there's something that you do, that you just, whatever it is, hopefully it's not throwing plates, it's none of that crazy craziness of the plates or breaking things or let's throw ice cream on the floor. But, hey, it's what they do, and it is handed down, and so, you know, there you go. I mean, that's the deal. It's been such an interesting year. I mean, 2022, a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people complain about 2022 and saying, oh, good riddance, it's a terrible year. I don't feel like it was a terrible year. I think it was a year that we had to figure it out. I said that in the beginning of the year, that really my word, my message anyway, was figure it out. That if we've learned anything through this pandemic is you can rely on people close to you, and there's great kindness from so many. I think Americans are much kinder and warm sometimes than we're portrayed, and you can rely on that, and we've seen that with this airline crisis thing. But you got to figure it out, because nobody's holding your hand, nobody's taking you through the process of I'm missing this, the supply chain did this, I'm supposed to get this doctor's appointment, but I keep getting stuck on hold, or I'm stuck on a website, or I can't figure out the scheduling system, because that's the part of the deal with computers and with the technology that we use. Sometimes it's faster than the speed of lightning, but on the other hand, there's these snafus that happen. So I really said it was 2022 really was the year of figuring it out. Whatever it took, you just got to figure it out. And I think that it's going to kind of carry over as the same thing. You have to know going into whatever it is you're going into to pack your patience, whether it is you're flying, so traveling, always have to pack your patience. If you're ordering things, who knows? Same thing if you're dealing with customer service. Some places have amazing customer service, right? It's like this place that I found in my new Florida digs. There's a, because we're big fans of Tex-Mex, Mexican food, all that kind of thing. So you know how you have to find your favorite little restaurants. So we found a place, Tijuana Flats. And I know some of you know Tijuana Flats. And I went in thinking, this is a chain, I'm not so sure. It is great because not only do they have all these different sauces, but you sit down, they couldn't be nicer, and then when you're finishing, you drink your drink, they just go get your refill. No big deal. You're not waiting in line, you're not hassling around, and there is something about customer service, and I think that's going to be big in 2023. It's still going to be figure it out. You got to figure it out for yourself when you're stuck in a situation, but the people and the businesses, the mom and pops, the entrepreneurial spirit, the people that really adopt the customer service. What can we do? Let's be honest. Let's talk about what's really happening when something is stuck in a supply chain or somebody can't get something. Let's at least reach out and let them know what's going on. I think this will be very, very big in 2023. So whatever you're doing to celebrate, whatever the tradition, or start a new tradition. If you're starting a new tradition, let me know. Send me what that is at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. But Happy New Year to everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To introduce you to our next two guests. Think about this. 2022, the American Kennel Club National Championship set a national record in number of participants. Get it? Canine athletes from the 50 states, Washington, D.C., and more than 20 countries, believe it or not, vying for best in show. Where are you going to see it? What happened? All those great details, many of them are going to be filled in by our guest, Gina DiNardo, co-host of the AKC National Championship, Executive Secretary of AKC. The other co-host, Carolyn Mano, co-host again of the AKC National Championship and a noted sportscaster. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. Yeah.
Let's talk about, first of all, what was so different about 2022, about these national championships. I guess I'll start with you, Gina.
So this year, the national championship was the largest in the history of our event. Over 10,000 dogs competing in over 5 or 6 different events. For the actual national championship, the confirmation portion, it again was our largest entry in history with 5,300 dogs vying for the title of national champion. All 200 breeds represented, as you said earlier, every state, 22 foreign countries. So it's the largest event in North America, and we're really proud of that.
Yeah, so Gina, what do you attribute that to? More interest, more people participating? Why do you think?
Yeah, you know, since COVID, our dog sports and participation have been rising extremely quickly. I think more people want to get out there and do fun things with their dogs. There's so many different events. And, you know, I think people are just want to be back together. The camaraderie of dog sports is so important and so special. And so at the end of the year, where this is the culmination of a year's worth of competition, it's the place to be. And everyone showed out in spades.
Yeah. Carolyn, what is it like for you to prep for this kind of event with that many participants?
Well, you know, Gina and the staff at the American Kennel Club are so knowledgeable. And so the preparation in that way is helpful, where if I have a question about a particular breed or the history of an ancient breed, you know, I can ask Gina and she normally has that information right at the ready. The competition day starts so early. I mean, 7, 8 a.m., you've got thousands of competitors beginning this judging process that ultimately culminates in best in show. But before that, it's breed judging and group judging. And so, you know, the field gets whittled down as the day goes on, which is helpful from a preparation standpoint. But we've been following a number of these dogs over the course of the entire calendar year because of so many competitions that have been happening across the country, which is really helpful for me. You know, there are standout stars that you see all throughout the year. And then there are some who are real sleepers and stars that are born overnight. So that's part of the fun of it, too, is that there are surprises at the dog show. And you try to familiarize yourself with the judges who have incredible resumes and some of the breeders and the owners and handlers, people in the sport who are titans of the sport that have been ensuring breeds preservation and care so deeply about showing these beautiful dogs. And like Gina said, it's such a wonderful community of people. So each year is a learning process for me. I continue to sort of file more information away. But part of the fun of it is the unexpected and not really knowing what's going to happen at the show.
Yeah, I think that's for the viewers, too. I would say the same thing. So there is, Carolyn, more than one competition. What other events took place?
So Gina mentioned just the thousands of dogs that covered the Orange County Convention Center down in Orlando, Florida. And you had things like the National Agility Invitational, which a lot of people are really passionate about the sport of agility. It's one of the fastest growing sports in the country. Think about the weave poles and the ramps, the teeter totter, like all those really fun things that you see these dogs compete in across different TV channels that's broadcast across the United States. And then there was a dock diving competition. There's an obedience competition, which is a really fun juxtaposition to some of these wild, raucous events where you've got dogs barking and jumping and having a great time. And so there's something for everybody, which is really fun. You know, it's a beautiful crossroads of all these dog lovers who are passionate about their individual sports, but who have one thing in common, which is that they just love their four-legged friends. They love the community that they've built because it's a connection with your dog and it's wonderful quality time spent with your dog, but it's also a connection to an entire community of people that have your same interests and share your same viewpoint. And that's what's really special for me is just watching so many people interact with one another that love this sport and that want to be together.
Yeah. So it's interesting listening to Carol and Gina talking about why the competitors want to be together and all of that. But what rewards are on the line for those competitors?
So most dog shows, you earn ribbons and points towards rankings or championships, and some trophies. But at the national championship, there are cash awards and the winner of best in show gets $50,000 in prize money, a year's supply of Royal Canin dog food, and of course, it gets shot up into the fandom of dog shows and becomes the hugest star in the dog show world and is recorded for all of time as a national champion.
Yeah, which is very cool. So then the question is, Gina, what breeds were most in the spotlight this year?
So we had a lot of breeds with very large entries, over 100, including some of the more popular breeds, Golden Retrievers, Labs, French Bulldogs, Australian Shepherds. But because all 200 breeds are here, and that's not normal because some of the smaller dog shows, you don't get to see all 200 breeds, we have rare breeds, and we actually announce and share with the viewer three new breeds that AKC recognized this year, bringing our grand total to 200 different breeds.
Wow. Carolyn, here's a big important question everybody I'm sure is pulled into this. When and where can our listeners go to watch the national championship broadcast?
Yeah, it's 2 p.m. on New Year's Day on ABC. So broadcast nationally all across the country, spending, you know, New Year's Day with us in the afternoon, kind of hanging out on the couch. Our New Year's resolution is always to spend more time with dogs as much as we possibly can. But yeah, 2 p.m. Eastern is the place to be.
Love it. Carolyn, thanks so much. Gina, thank you as well.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
So interesting to talk to Gina and Carolyn about the American Kennel Club and this huge competition. I mean, just thinking of the staggering numbers of people who participated in this. I mean, how many dogs? You're talking about over 5,300 dogs competing in this. You know, you're talking about looking at the registry. You're talking about the you know, this show, you're talking about the record number being 5,376, and they all competed to be crowned America's National Championship. And these are people who have prepped for this, that have worked their way up to this, who couldn't be more thrilled to have been in the middle of this. Can you just imagine what that's like, that competition? And you have all those different events, you know, and the overall show, millions and millions of people watch this. It is so, so incredibly popular. When you look at the amount of people who entered, when you look at the amount of dogs, and then you think of the millions who watch this, it is just, I think, a wonderful, wonderful thing. As somebody who is a huge dog lover, and I understand what goes into working with these dogs, I mean, dogs that people love, and how they're raised up, and what they're good at, the agility contests and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's so interesting in talking to Gina, because she's the executive secretary of the American Kennel Club. And she was really kind of born into this sport. Both of her parents, imagine this, were AKC judges. So a former exhibitor and a breeder, of course, she is perfect to work with the AKC for 27 years and now in this role as executive secretary since 2017. And that you can tell her knowledge, incredibly knowledgeable when it comes to talking about obviously the dogs and obviously the competition and what the show is like and how this is one of those record-breaking years. And in talking to Caroline, the work that goes in on the other side of that in prepping for it, because you know the dogs, you know the breeds, you're seeing what's happening, and it's just this wonderful, wonderful production. And, you know, I'm partial to golden retrievers. There were 123 golden retrievers, because now I've had two golden retrievers, my beloved Mahalo, and, of course, my second golden retriever now, who's 4 years old, Guinness, who actually really takes to certain commands. And it's about practicing and working with dogs. And I see that in him. And you see how golden retrievers, like so many others, but especially goldens, I think, as you work with them, how they will pay attention. And it's just about that repetition and whatnot. And I think I really appreciate the fact of the work that goes into this for the people who get to the point where they enter the dogs, where they're involved in the competition. And then can you imagine being somebody who wins the competition and having the spotlight on you? What would that feel like? So anyway, a wonderful segment. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this hour of the show.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.